The announcement this week by Cavs owner Dan Gilbert to pull out of a deal to make $140 million in upgrades to Quicken Loans Arena leaves the future of the venue in limbo. Gilbert called off the project following a recent state Supreme Court ruling that said a ballot referendum can go forward. The renovations would have extended the aging arena's life into the 2030s. Our commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, what was the thinking behind the Cavs' decision to call off the public-private partnership?
The problem is the Cavs thought they had a deal. You know,
right.
The city council, both county and Cleveland, overwhelmingly approved it. We're going to do it this way. And the deal, at least from my point of view, was a pretty sound one because unless you went to an event at the Q, those are the only people that are paying for it. Basically, an increase of the admissions tax. So in other words, this is not like I work in the city of Cleveland for the Pointe dealer. It's not like they were going to take any more out of my check.
Right.
They thought they were going to actually have already started construction now, this summer. It has to go on the ballot. It may not even be in a November ballot. It may be like next May.
So it's going to hold up the construction that was supposed to start now until probably next year.
And interest rates. Because remember, it's not like Dan Gilbert's just writing a total check for this. They finance things. So in other words, the deal would have to be renegotiated, assuming it passed. I mean, basically, you had everybody from the mayor to the NAACP thought this was a pretty good idea.
Why?
Because the fact that you don't go into the pockets of anybody other than those who are using the facility.
Okay.
And also, there was going to be some money supposedly going to the general fund, and I don't know how much of that was actually going to happen, but something. One of the things they like to say in Cleveland is, well, the money ought to go to the schools or ought to go to the neighborhoods. Well, I got news for you. If they suddenly wiped out Quicken Loans Arena, Progressive Field, they're not suddenly going to pour all this money into the neighborhoods. They're just not. In fact, what you're doing is you're losing a lot of taxes that are being paid. I didn't know this. This is from Tad Carper, who is a spokesman and VP with the Cavs and for Gilbert. He said their research showed, I've not done it, I'm crediting him, that the average NBA arena is 22 years old. In other words, after that, you get a new one, pretty much.
Okay.
For example, my last year on the NBA beat was 1993, so that's 23 years ago. Since that time, I'm just going to go through, I know Chicago has a new arena, Indiana has a new arena, Detroit will have a new arena, Boston has a new arena. I could just go down, it's like I would say 80% of those. Of course, the Cavaliers moved in last year, 1993, they moved downtown. This would have set it up so that the Cavs would basically stay in that facility for almost 40 years.
For a long time.
To 2037. It also would take the lease from the Cavs lease from 27 to 34. So I was disappointed to see this because I thought it would have been good for the city, keeping the arena viable and all that.
What does this mean now? The deal is off, so the facility continues to age. Now what?
Well, that's what I was asking the Cavs, and I think they're recalibrating. I mean, right now, nothing. Because, I mean, frankly, they might as well put it on the ballot anyway and see if it passes and then see what the Cavs do. But then I guess they would have to go back and try to renegotiate all that. And also, by the way, in this deal, the Cavs are covering any cost overruns. I mean, that's a big deal.
I'm going to ask a question that probably most people are thinking. Why not Dan Gilbert just pay himself to fix up the arena?
I guess the argument he would say, I am, because this emissions tax or whatever covers half of the projected $140 million. He argues that I'm paying $70 million. And I will say this, when Gilbert bought the team, the first thing he did was rip out these seats and some other stuff. This is the Q. And I think he put in $15 or $20 million right away, and that was out of his own pocket. But in this case, you're not paying for it unless you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no big problems with it.
So now the Cavs have to kind of regroup and see where to go next. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about why he's warming up to rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer starting week one for the Browns.